Welcome to Jenny's Uncensored Pennies. I am Jennifer Marie Martinez, and this is my two cents. So we had a conversation with an educator, which we aired last week. And afterwards, there was Adam and I reflected a lot about what that conversation brought up for us. And one of the things that I know that Adam asked was, what would you say to your younger self, right? And so that's what this is about. So yeah, and today I will absolutely share that with you. And I have to say that because it's the whole, you know, what would you say to yourself? I actually broke it down into three or four, maybe different parts. So I start with my inner child, right? And you'll probably notice some of the words that I would say to my younger self. And it's basically my, I don't know what to call it, like my sign off, right? When I sign off on my podcast and even in my author's note in my children's book, Jenny's Pennies, I end my author's note with some of these words. So to my inner child, I would say, you are enough. I would say to her, I treasure your memories of grandma. And when you become a mother, you will strive to make your child feel as safe and loved as you felt under your grandma's care. Those memories serve as my compass. To my adolescent self, I would say, actually, you know what? It's not that I would say, I actually say these things to my inner child and like just, you know, the previous parts of myself. It's really interesting, you know, going, when you go to therapy, since I've been going to therapy, it's like the whole focus on the inner child. And, you know, I've done so much inner child work. And a lot of times in session, it'll be, you know, if I present some type of conflict or situation or some type of reaction that I had to something, you know, my therapist will ask, and who is saying that? Like, how old is the person that's saying that? Or how old is the person that's thinking that, right? And she's talking about me. Like, you know, it's either like the inner child or the inner adolescent, the former young adult in me thinking something or saying something, reacting in some way that just doesn't make sense, right? So to my adolescent self, I say, your voice matters. There is power in your words. Speak kindly to yourself. You are lovable. There's no need to work so hard to prove it. To my young adult self, I say, you are deserving. It's okay to say no when you think and feel you need to, right? And we've all been there. Like, we say yes a lot of times and we're stretching ourselves way too thin or overexhausting ourselves or what have you. And I know that I definitely did it so much more in my younger years than I have really, like, within these last, you know, handful of years. But that's definitely something for my young adult, right? It's okay to say no when you think and feel you need to. And you are capable. You will rise from heartbreak and grief and find a way to turn your pain into power. And to my present day, you have always been enough. From your first heartbeat until your last, you are enough. So my present day, my inner child, you are enough, right? Those, and it's like constantly in our lives, like we forget that. We just forget that because life happens and we feel tested, or maybe people say hurtful things or do hurtful things, or, you know, tragedies ensue and we question ourselves. You know, as human beings, we're always learning new things. I am constantly learning about myself and finding new ways to grow. And just like we will never stop learning, a healing journey knows no end. It's a continuous practice of implementing new knowledge and tools and striving for improvement to do better and be better. Better at what? Well, for me, it's very much the better at turning down the volume on the voices of the hurtful past, right? The things that I learned, the things that I heard, and the things that I saw that made me question whether I was enough, that made me question whether I was lovable, capable, deserving, right? Because somewhere along the way, I learned that, you know, my voice didn't matter, that my thoughts didn't matter, that I had to prove myself time and time again to earn love, to earn kindness, to earn, or I could never like accept kindness or love or a gift, right? Without thinking, oh my gosh, well, what do they want? What do I have to do in return? And yeah, that's unfortunate, right? I also know that I'm not alone in that. I mean, maybe you listening right now, whether it's you or you know somebody that maybe has those thoughts and feelings too. And I'm here to tell you, just like I know that I'm not alone, like you are not alone with that. And there is hope. There is light and love to be received and to be given on your own terms, right? Like you give love on your own terms in a, you know, respectful and kind way, and the same thing with receiving. But yeah, it's a never ending journey, this healing journey. It's a lot of work. And, you know, when I really sat down, that whole conversation of, oh, what would you say to your younger self? And it was just a verbal conversation that Adam and I had. And yeah, I mean, I don't even remember what I said in that moment, like something similar to this. But then I was like, you know what? I think we should speak about that and individually, you know, share that with everyone. And so that's what, and he said, well, you're going first. So that's why I'm here now. But when I sat down, I was like, okay, I'm really going to think about this and what I really say, or what do I say, right? Again, because this is just part of my practice. And it's definitely a practice where I am constantly striving to just do better at that, because again, like things happen and I forget, right? I forget that I am enough. I forget that I am capable and all this. So I have to tell you, I wrote this stuff down, and yeah, afterwards I just sat in silence, because as I was writing those things to each of my younger selves, of course it was like this montage, if you will, of just different experiences, right? Like good and bad. And I just felt like, I don't know, it was just like this like flashback of many lifetimes, if you will, and even like world events, right? Because in my young adulthood, I mean, I lived through like 9/11, and you know, but in my personal life, there were so many things going on during that time as well. And it was just insane. I mean, it was just insane. So it was like, yeah, 9/11, like, where was I, you know, all that. And then fast forward to, I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff right now, but here most recently, right, like the pandemic with the lockdown and just all this stuff going on, like in the world, like all these horrific things and injustices among folks. And yeah, so I just kind of went on this like roller coaster. But at the end of it, I mean, I was sitting there and I just felt this, again, now I'm sharing a lot about my therapy sessions, but a lot of times it's like, I'll get asked the question of, and where do you feel that in your body and how does it feel, right? And so I was, you know, feeling like just in my entire chest, this just like warm, fuzzy, glowing. And this probably sounds crazy to a lot of you, but I mean, a big part of my process is going back, looking inward, talking to these past selves of me. And in that moment, after writing all this, and sorry if I sound like a broken record, but yeah, I just felt that warm, fuzzy, glowing sensation because I mean it. I mean it. I mean all of those things. And I can't say that I have any regrets. I mean, you know, initially I had thought, well, to my young adult self, right? It's like going back to the, as early as like the 9/11 and what was going on in my life during that time. You know, there was one choice that I'll probably talk about at some point, but there was one choice that I made that I had to then fast forward and I had to learn to forgive myself for making the choice that I made at that time. And that was not easy. It's not easy to forgive ourselves sometimes. And yeah, it's work. All of it is work. And definitely, again, a journey. Well, I hope that some of this resonated with you. And I hope that when you look back on your younger selves, you know, I hope that you see all the good. We always see all the bad, right? All the what ifs and the quote unquote failures. And I say quote unquote because I have learned that there aren't any real failures. That's just like the scary word that we like to use to like really stop us from doing things, right? The fear of failure, all of that. But I hope that, again, that you're able to look back and just appreciate what your younger self endured, what they went through, the things that they picked up, the things that they left you to be the person that you are today. And of course, if you'd like to connect, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is @Jenny's_pennies. And also, if you you don't use social media or you prefer not to use social media, you can send me a message. You can text me at 805-312-9116. Again, that's 805-312-9116. You can also visit my website at genuinelifecoaching.com. And until next time, please remember, your voice matters. You are capable. You are lovable. You are deserving. You are enough.